Welcome to the latest episode of Pioneer Cast, where we champion the inspiring people that are driving innovation and change within their organisation using the Workplace from Facebook platform. I'm Nikki DeBerry, Customer Advocacy Program Lead at Workplace, and today I'm joined by Jalen Norred, an Internal Communications Specialist at Divisions Maintenance Group. I'm so happy to have you here today, Jalen.
Hello, Nikki. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So, Jalen, let's kick off with you telling us a bit more about Divisions Maintenance Group and your role there.
Absolutely. So Divisions Maintenance Group, or DMG, we're located in the United States. We're a very large company that services the entire nation in facilities maintenance. For those who don't know what that is, pretty much anything that needs fixed or to look good for mostly big box retail and then even shopping centers to make the customer's experience as great as it can possibly be. So our job through our platform and our technology is to give access to work like that to qualified and skilled and quality trades professionals that would otherwise not have access to that kind of work without us. And then we make sure that the quality is right there, that the cost is right, and that it's done with speed and accuracy. And so we're a 24/7, 365 business is what I wanted to share all that to lead to. And so my job within internal comms here at Divisions Maintenance Group is a little bit of a lone soldier. I'm the one who specializes in it, but I do have a team that supports me. And so with the nonstop environment that we have a very work hard, play hard culture. Internal communication is super important. We have employees that are located within our headquartered office, as well as we have employees that are scattered throughout the contiguous United States. And so being able to work with each ends of that is super important.
And Jalen, how many employees are there within the organization?
So within Divisions Maintenance Group, we're cresting at 600 employees. And when I started with the company back in 2017, we were 150. And so my job has gotten a little bit more interesting every year, it seems. Not only are we experiencing that 30% growth, you know, as a company financially, but we're also experiencing it with people as well and opening up that opportunity to more people, not even just within the United States. Now we have two new departments that focused on product and engineering and data, we're opening it up to global employees. And so I've got a new challenge right within that wheelhouse, just with the diversity within our employee base.
Great. And can you talk us through how you were managing internal comms at DMG before you implemented Workplace?
Yes. So my role at Divisions Maintenance Group is of the internal communications specialist. So my job, obviously, outside of the communications from the top down and strategic communications, is that of employee engagement and the employee experience. So when I first came into my role, I was coming in with a bit of a marketing background. I was coming in to kind of help our small marketing team do pretty much everything under the sun, and then eventually got to laser focus into what's become my passion, which is internal comms and the employee piece. So the way I was engaging individuals previously was primarily through the traditional channels that we all know. Anyone with internal communications is aware that email is one of those tools that you have to use and one of those channels you have to utilize. Obviously, we have the print side, we have the in-person side, but primarily anything that went out was primarily through email. And within our organization, most of our workforce is working in their email, communicating with different individuals on the ground, making sure things are taken care of for the customer. And so it becomes a bottleneck where now I'm using a channel that is meant for productivity. I'm also trying to put in other information. And it would happen where people would set up an inbox rule and then they would be upset that they, you know, didn't get to be a part of just a fun last minute drawing, or they didn't get the right information when it came to benefits or something like that. And we just had no other option. And so it presented its own challenges. But like I said, we had our opportunities as well for things that are, you know, all hands meetings and things like that through those traditional channels.
And there are so many tools available that aim to help organizations communicate and collaborate much better. So did you explore any other options before choosing Workplace?
Yeah, so it's really funny. The way I got into Workplace was that I had saw an ad for it. It might have been on LinkedIn or something prior to me even starting this job. Again, I wasn't working within the internal communication space previously. Coming into it and in my role, we do a lot with our employees through engagement to company initiatives. The way that we carry out those company initiatives are through what are called quarterly themes. Our executive team goes through strategic planning every 90 days. And during that 90-day period, they look at KPIs, they look at feedback from our employees, from our customers, from our providers who utilize our platform. They look at our big, hairy, audacious goal of hopefully being a $1 billion company one day. And then when we look at all those things, it's like, okay, what can we do better to live out our brand promises to really rise to the occasion for our customers in the next 90 days? And so we come up with a management accountability plan. And through that, we have someone who helps lead that charge of several different things that helps us achieve an initiative in that 90-day manner. And so I was a part of one of those earlier in my career with DMG, where we were trying to focus on our dispersed employees, those ones who are all across the United States, who are working in different metropolitan areas, monitoring the quality of the properties that we service. And they wanted a forum for them. And that was something that excited me. I did my research. I looked at, you know, all sorts of tools, anything from a Slack to a Yammer, you name it, whatever was out there, possibly building something of our own. And there were many different reasons for why that couldn't happen when we came to that point in time. And so I said, hey, this is something that excites me and I haven't even engaged with it. It's a free trial at first. If we don't love it, you know, we've got 90 days to kind of pivot and figure out something else. And so presented that to our field individuals, our district managers, then presented that to our executive team. And after a while, they were like, OK, we think this might work. And so from there, we've been a loyal customer for the better part of almost 4 years now.
Great. And what was it that made you certain that Workplace was the right tool for DMG? I mean, why did we stand out amongst the others?
Oh, my goodness. So I think it goes back to that initial point, right, where most of my communications happen via email, as many internal communications professionals have to deal with. It is a channel we still utilize and we hold near and dear, but when it's your bread and butter and the only way that you have to communicate to people who aren't in your same headquartered space and so on, it becomes very challenging. So I love that it was something that we could deploy to everyone, regardless of where they were located. It gave me the tools and abilities to create. So coming into DMG, again, I mentioned that I was somewhat of a traditional marketer into the more of the digital marketing, and I have skills within photography and videography, and I'm a content creator at the end of the day. And so being able to bring my own spin on that, being able to cut through certain challenges that most might foresee without having those skill sets to be able to diversify the content that they give their customers, I was able to cut through it. And so prior to Workplace, I had no place to really, you know, disperse content, to be able to share it, to be able to utilize different mediums such as live streaming, to be able to utilize something like a chat bot. And then, you know, when I opened up this Workplace box, and then all these possibilities kind of flowed out of it, right? There were strategies that I needed to discover, that I needed to learn, that I needed to align to the tools that I now had. But I already had the creativity, I already had the groundwork to make the tool successful. And although in our early adoption of the tool, we weren't right where I wanted us to be, say 12 months into it. But you know, if you asked anyone around our organization today, if we were to take this away from even their day-to-day workflow or how they receive information or even how they were engaged through the pandemic when we were all dispersed and working from home for the very first time as a company, they would tell you that they would fight you, you know, possibly all the way down to the end to keep it.
And building a nurturing culture is such a crucial part of the job for internal comms professionals. So how important is technology enabling you to do what you do at DMG?
Oh, my goodness. It's extremely huge. When I think about where we are as a company, moving from a traditional services, you know, manual effort to being more of a tech platform for our space, trying to be, you know, the, you know, I like to say the Uber of facilities maintenance, although it'll be a little bit different than that. But that's our goal, to tackle an antiquated industry. We're attacking antiquated methods of internal comms, right? And I think one of the things that really stuck out to me, and I believe you all shared this, you know, through your branding early on, is that, you know, why would we not utilize the tools that we are that our employees are using, you know, willingly, all the rest of the hours that they're not with us at work or in the organization, right? There are tools that, you know, we use and we have used that social media has given us over the last, you know, 10 years that we wouldn't be able to function without now. You know, when I think about just something as simple as a hashtag, when I think about something such as live video or, you know, anything else down that pathway, I think, man, those are things that help the creativity and the difference of delivery to the information that we want to share. And then it's also, you know, mediums that people are familiar with. So why not play into that? Why not capitalize on that, especially when it comes to your culture? One of the most important things that you could possibly have.
And measurement is becoming really important for internal comms and employee engagement. Do you have any top tips on how to measure the success of your internal comms campaigns?
Absolutely. And this is something that I'm still learning. I would say that you have to try to capture and measure as much as you can. I know that within, you know, employee engagement and within internal comms, some of the things that we look at are somewhat similar, and they can be a little bit more qualitative in their research more than quantitative in how we collect that data and how we look at it. But you have to do it. You have to be able to show. And so one of the ways that we do this, and I think, you know, this kind of says something about workplace, too, is that we look at our ENPS score. We look at our, you know, when our executive team, as I mentioned previously, goes through strategic planning and they look at the feedback of the employees. We typically show that to them in big word bubbles, right? We show them the common themes of what the employees are saying about their work and their ability to work here. And one of the top things that are always there is our communication and our culture. And I think that says a lot, especially and specifically through this last calendar year. I mean, in the last 18 months, the whole world had to shift, you know, how they had to work. And for us as a company, we were figuring out within the 2 weeks time how we can send a whole workforce to work from home. And we had the framework. We didn't have to build anything from the ground up. We just never deployed it in that way. And we achieved our highest employee net promoter score that we have had in company history in a year where we did not have any internal events, where we did not have, you know, any of the things that could traditionally play into culture. And so it was carried on the back of communication, and our primary vehicle for communication is workplace.
It's been great to hear how you use workplace to connect with employees across the organization. What I'd really love to know is if you have any ambitions of rolling the tool out to collaborate with your customers as well.
There is definitely potential for that. I think if you haven't thought about all the stakeholders that can be impacted by workplace, I think you're not really looking at the tool the right way. So we've done it so far with companies that we collaborate with where we utilize multi-company groups, but plenty of our customers are some of the largest brands that you've probably seen across the globe. And so there is definitely opportunity for us to, you know, cut through some of the formalities there to make sure that that's an avenue and a channel that we can utilize to better strengthen the relationship with our customers.
Gillian, you're so passionate about creativity and innovation. So what's next for DMG on Workplace? I'd love you to share with us any exciting projects that you've got in the works.
Absolutely. So right now, it's really deep diving into live events. One of the things that I've loved about being able to partner with you all is that I can get some access to some things that aren't out yet, right? I get to test some things, and it lets me know and be able to see that roadmap as well of where you want to take this tool. And every quarter, it seems like there's something that, you know, I've thought about, or at least I've had the problem, and now there's a solution for it. And one of those things is around live video and trying to educate my organization around the power of it, the authenticity behind it, the accessibility behind it, if you will, and being able to educate our people about it, numerous things. So at Divisions Maintenance Group, we've just invested so much money back into the organization to establish a new product and engineering department, a new data and analytics organization, and we're trying to get into spaces and items that we haven't experienced before. And so us being able to educate and tell our employees about where these new avenues are going to take us, how to demystify maybe some of the intimidation that's behind something like data and data engineering and so on, has been something that just this calendar year alone, we've already done more live events than we have maybe in the past 2 years combined, just in a short amount of months. So I think that says a lot for us as a company and utilizing some of these different avenues and channels in ways that people are saying, yes, give me more. Let me have a live Q&A. Let me be able to ask this burning question that I'm otherwise too afraid maybe or too intimidated to ask someone who's new or someone who has doctor in their title. It gives them the opportunity to be able to connect across the organization and really strengthen and build our community at the same time. So that's one of the things that are happening and many more that are coming. And then I'm also at the same time just trying to encourage other coworkers, other peers in the industry to look at the tool at least, if not utilize it. Obviously, I use the word tool because without the proper strategy and the proper energy behind it, it can fall flat. But I think your all's tool is so powerful that when you start using it, you can't help but get into the strategy piece and the proper energy and utilization behind it. So I'm trying to push it. I love it. That's why I'm here. And I hope it's going to continue to make our organization a better place.
Gillian, it's been really great talking with you today and learning how you've used the Workplace from Facebook platform to reimagine your internal comm strategy. It sounds like your colleagues, peers, and senior management team are well and truly bought into the creativity and innovation that you've driven and, of course, continue to drive. I really look forward to seeing how your ambitious plans come to fruition, so make sure you keep us posted.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, Nikki.
And thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening to today's episode. If you've enjoyed the discussion, please do like, share, and subscribe.